Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, so Monday morning and Arctic Blast. You may have heard this on the news just there. Arctic Blast to bring big freeze, snow and sleet to fall in forecasters' weather advisory. They said, I think there was somebody on the news said it's wintry precipitation. You can translate that into freezing and lashing. Wintry precipitation. Oh, look at this, a bit of wintry precipitation this morning. Ireland faces an Arctic blast as temperatures are set to plunge this week with snow and sleet predicted to fall. Met Aaron has issued a chilling winter advisory for the week. And in a statement, it warned very cold this week as Arctic air mass sets in, bringing sharp and severe frost and icy stretches on the road. So be careful. That's something to not really look forward to. Now, the football. Oh, man alive. Well, first of all, thoughts with Raheem Sterling. His house was attacked. It's feared attacking midfielder Raheem Sterling is to miss the game against Senegal. Well, this is clearly he did due to his home being robbed. The property in Surrey is thought to have been targeted on Saturday night with the Star alerted early yesterday. This happens quite a lot where players are away on sort of international duty and they target their houses. I think his family were there. Yeah, Sterling's partner, Paige, and their young children were at home when it happened. Horrific. Gareth Southgate gave him permission to miss the game hours before kickoff. And I don't know, would you be in any state to go back to Qatar now after that? But then on things on the pitch, they look pretty good, didn't they? France made Poland look fairly ordinary. I thought they were pretty good. France, you know, they were all over them then. They got into their stride. They looked very, very good. France against England now on Saturday, I believe. Do you think England could turn over France? I'm not sure. Maybe. They have a great team. Saka's incredible. Foden's really good. Kane even scored. He's sort of, as I think one of the, somebody on commentary said, it was a Whelan said, Kane was like his feet are on the wrong feet. He just keeps falling over and he can't score. Anyway, he sorted that out yesterday. He scored and England looked pretty good themselves. I don't know if they look better than France, but you never know. The French team looked very, very good. So that's something to look forward to. Brazil today, I believe. A kitten was found covered in oil but otherwise unscathed after hitching a 250-mile ride under the bonnet of a lorry. A 9-week-old black and white cat was found after a driver heard purring, and not the right kind of purring, coming from the engine. They pulled over and rescuers named the kitten Yorkie because he's hanging out with a trucker after the chocolate bar, because there was an ad campaign years ago where truckers used to eat Yorkies. I don't know what about. Anyway, the driver had taken his lorry from Southampton to Merseyside to make a supermarket delivery and there was a little cat. He's now living in Liverpool. And now, I don't know what to do with this, right? So I'm going to have to ask Crossy. Nobby's not well today. A cough has finally got the better of him. So I'm going to have to ask Crossy, and I'm going to have to ask you guys, because, okay, so we're all familiar with Fairy Tale in New York, right? And here on the Strawberry, we have our own PC Fairy Tale in New York, where every single word has changed, so I won't offend anybody. And we know that there's various words that people don't want mentioned. Okay, so park all that to one side for a second. They've made a worse version of Fairy Tale in New York, and I'm talking worse than Ronan Keating's version. Okay, if you thought that wasn't possible, it is. Ronan Keating is like a genius compared to what they've done. All right, they've called it. They've called it Fairy Tale of Qatar. Okay, now it's a Pogue song. All right, it's Irish. Yeah,
yeah,
and they've changed it. They've changed it for the English team. Okay, so it's become a thing now. They're chanting because it's Christmas time. They've changed Fairy Tale into a football. I'm going to give you a few seconds of it. See if you want to hear the full 30 seconds of this.
They've got cars, biggest cars. They've got rivers of stones. Harry Kane goes right through you and heads for the goal. When they first qualified on that cold Wembley, they promised me Grealish was waiting for me. He's handsome, he's pretty, he plays for Man City. When the crowd finish singing, they call out for sure.
Oh, that's just half of it. I don't know if I can bring it. I have to bring it to you because it's, you know, we have to discuss it. We can't discuss it without hearing the full 30 seconds. So coming up, I will bring you the full. It makes all the other fairy tale. Oh, it seemed like nothing. It's like, oh my God. That should be banned. People doing versions of it should be banned. Anyway, we'll bring that to you. It's called Cringy. It's fairly England song is butchering Pogue's classic. A new England song created to the tune of the Christmas anthem Fairy Tale of New York has gone viral. This has gone all over the place. They're singing it in the stands. The Cringy song, which apes the Pogue's Christmas classic, has been described as a nightmare that no one needs to hear. What do you think? Do you want to hear the full 30 seconds? Let me know. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM104. If you want to WhatsApp us, you can. Right now, 087-6797-104. A lot of people very upset by the fairy tale. Play the whole 30 seconds of a viral song. Good Jesus, no. My ears aren't able for it at this time of the morning. Or any time. Okay, fair enough. That is fair enough. The English are trying to steal everything Irish and an angry face. Well, I don't know. Somebody wrote this. I think it's some young fella wrote this, and the video that he put up caught on and it's gone viral, and now they're singing it in the stands. Like, it's Christmas time and it's over there, like, you know. You kind of would. You could understand, can't you? We'd do that, wouldn't we? We would. Of course we would. No, please. Please don't play it. Hard no. What a joke. Never mess with a classic. Yes, I think it's the fact that it's an absolute stone-cold classic. That's why people don't, like, mess with it. And people don't... You know, people, there's the arguments about changing it and stuff like that. It's because it's so loved. So I'm not going to play it. I won't play it, right? But I'm going to read it to you, okay? How about that? I'm going to read it to you. Okay, so here we go. They've got calves big as cars. They've got rivers of stones. Right. Harry Kane goes right through you and he heads for the goal. When they first qualified on that cold Wembley, they promised me Grealish was waiting for me. He's handsome, he's pretty. He plays for Man City. When the crowd finish singing, they call out for Shaw. That's as far as we played. Here's the rest of it. I'm just going to say it. I won't play it for you, right? Saka was winning. Connor Cody was chilling. They embody the spirit of old Bobby Moore. The boys from Southgate's England team are sat upon a throne and the crowd are singing out, "It's coming home." Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. Now, here's the thing for you, right? Just now, like, in fairness, if we were there and we were getting into the quarterfinals against France, we'd be singing everything. I'd be singing everything. Here's one for you. Ça rentre à la maison. That's the French for "it's coming home." You write that down. Might come in handy this weekend.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
Okay, so we have some dish for you. Tell us something.
It's been a busy, busy weekend. Selena Gomez has been talking about, you know, she had that show on Apple TV called My Mind and Me. It's pretty heavy, but it's really, really interesting. And she was talking over the weekend on the red carpet about how important it was that people got to see her side of the story.
I have to say, I'm really grateful that I got the opportunity to share my story. I'm still just as awkward and uncomfortable as always. But I'm really, really thankful I was able to create something, work of art, that came from me. And nothing was sugar-coated or nothing will be.
Sounds nervous, doesn't she? Dua Lipa says working with Elton John has brought her back to being a little girl dreaming of being a huge pop star. She was speaking at the Variety Awards over the weekend and she has finished her massive Future Nostalgia's tour finally.
This whole experience with the song has really kind of taken me back to when I first started in the business, and I had such big dreams for pursuing this career, but I never thought that my job would ever take me to a place where I'd be able to get up on stage with Elton at Dodger Stadium and perform a song that means so much to me, a song that I've, well, a mashup of songs that I've grown up with, that have always inspired me. And it's just, I guess it kind of took me back to little me, where I really believed that anything and everything was possible.
I have to tell you something after nine today, right? Yeah. To discuss it in further, but last night I sat down to watch Love Actually.
Oh, good man, good man.
Yeah, yeah. And? I'll tell you after tonight, because great. I have a lot of views on it.
Excellent, okay. Also, Dua Lipa needs to bring a thing into her concerts where people are not allowed video her.
Yes.
Because, I mean, people are getting... They're abusing their situation in the crowd. Finally, Kim Petras has been talking about working with Sam Smith for Unholy. What a banger. And here is what she said.
Well, it was Unholy, so it was crazy. Yeah, we just kind of immediately vibed, and I feel like I understood the song. And we've been trying to make this happen for so long that it was just like, we finally sat down. Sorry, I poked you with my nail. We finally sat down and just like had fun. And Sam's such an incredible writer. And I love when artists write songs. Like, it's really awesome.
It's such a great song. Now, forget about Mariah Carey. Move over, everybody else, because Tony has a Christmas song.
We heard a funny noise in my house. I heard Rudolph's bell one night. Saw a sleigh was parked outside. Don't you know at Christmas time there's a dude who might arrive? It's a festive feeling, I'm believing now. How, how? We just gotta let it snow. I found Santa in me fireplace, and he had soot on his big fat face. Dressed in red and he's obese, he smacked his head off me mantelpiece.
Oh, Santa, Santa. Shake it, what are you doing in my house? I have to call
ho,
the cops.
Ho, ho. Hello.
Ho, yo, ho.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho. That's my cake.
Ho, ho, ho.
Burnt his beard and burst his sack. Sup, Santa, what's the crack? Left his hat back at the North Pole. Santa's heart is ho, ho, ho. I found Santa in me fireplace, and he had soot on his big fat face. Dressed in red and he's obese, he smacked his head on me mantelpiece.
Ho,
ho, ho, you're right, Santa.
Ho, ho,
ho, do you want a Christmas card?
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho,
sure.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I found Santa in me fireplace. He had soot on his big fat face. Oh, Santa, you're the best. Now get your arse off my briquettes.
My dad has a sleigh bell.
10 questions,
60 seconds,
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram
with MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance, going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
How are you, Emma?
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. What are you nervous for?
Well, I'm nervous I'm going to look like a fool on the radio.
Well, you won't look like a fool. Look, we've only mentioned your first name. There's no surname. It's not going to say anything else about you except your Christmas tree up, right?
Okay.
If you make a fool of yourself, we just say, no, that wasn't me. So this girl sounded like me.
Okay.
You won't make a fool of yourself anyway.
Okay.
It'll be
okay.
Grand. Okay. So, and how's the tree looking, if you don't mind me asking?
It looks brilliant, yeah. It looks absolutely fabulous.
I got mine up to the weekend. and lots of I call them boobells. Boobells and tinsoil. It's in some movie. They don't say tinsel.
Okay.
For both of you, are they real or fake?
Fake.
Yeah, mine's fake too.
Yeah.
It goes up too early to be real.
Yes.
Mine's been up since the first week of November, but let's not talk about that.
Let's
move
November
on.
November last year.
Let's not talk about that.
Have you got one of these Halloween ones as well? I've seen this Halloween tree. Right. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My mama's one of them.
Oh, man.
Someone robbed her from the front door.
Who would rob a tree?
Oh, Navin.
Okay.
A joke before someone complains. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Okay, Emma, we've got 10 questions. You know how it works, yeah?
Yeah.
All the questions. Have you ever got a 10?
I think maybe once or twice.
Today's the day.
Not very often.
Now, would you do me a favor?
Okay.
Will you roll your shoulders, Emma? Roll your shoulders in circles. Okay. Seriously, it'll calm you down. Honestly,
okay.
Right? I've had situations where I've been very nervous myself, Emma. I've got some tips from people over the years. Does that feel better?
Yeah, it does.
See?
Much better.
Told you. Now, here we go. 10
okay.
questions, 1,000 euros.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is 6 multiplied by 7?
42.
What F is another way of saying 2 weeks?
What F is another way of saying 2 weeks?
F for Fred. What F is
another Fortnite.
Word?
Fortnite.
On a manual car, what do you use before switching gears?
I have a manual car.
So what do you do before you switch gears?
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's
know.
The first name of France's new top goal scorer, Giroud?
Giroud,
sorry, bonjour.
Giroud. What's his first name?
French, no idea.
French, okay. True or false, Barney the dinosaur has a green tummy?
True.
What kind of weapon did George Ezra sing about?
A knife? I don't know.
How many letter E's are in the name Emmerdale?
3.
Who is the lead singer of Snow Patrol?
Don't know.
Oh. Devon Toner is the most capped player for which rugby province?
Munster.
And in what Irish city would you find the River Nore?
I don't know. Oh, God, that was useless. I'm so sorry.
Now look, Emma. All we used is your first name. If anyone says to you today, was that you on Instagram this morning? You say no, right? It's not a lie. It's
I definitely say no.
It's a white lie, right? Just say no. Sounds like me. She had a lovely voice, whoever she was, but it wasn't me, right? And just keep walking.
Okay.
Just keep walking. No, it wasn't me. My phone's been ringing. Everyone's been asking me, was that me? It wasn't me. Right, so let's go through what you got. You got the first one right. First two right. Fortnite. You use your clutch on a car. Olivier...
Giroud.
Olivier Giroud, who looks very like Rylan.
He's really talking about it a lot, isn't he?
Is he talking about
it? Oh, go on to his Twitter. He's talking about it every 10 seconds.
Oh, is he?
He'd lick himself if he'd have the chance.
Who is? Rylan or...
Rylan.
Rylan, yeah. No, they're the Spits. It's his brother from another mother. Barney the Dinosaur does have a green tummy. George Ezra. Iron Riding Shotgun. That's the weapon, not a knife. There are 3 E's in Emmerdale. Gary Lightbody's the lead singer. Leinster is where Devon Toner...
Oh, my God.
...is the most capped player. And... Kilkenny is where the beautiful River Nore flows. Emma, just I'm telling you, it wasn't you. Just pretend.
Yeah, no.
It's like the Shaggy song.
I was thinking automatic when you said manual. Oh my God, that is so bad.
It's okay, Emma. Like... It's fine. It's just nonsense. That's all we're doing. We're just distracting people from rain. Okay?
Okay.
So it's not important. There's much more important things in the world. So look, thanks for playing. Have a lovely
day.
Would you like
to
start a
little
cuddle mug?
Yes, I would. I'd
well
love
then.
One.
There you go, see?
Thank you.
There you go. And now you've got my roll your shoulders tip for next time you're
nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's great. Thanks.
Thanks, Emma.
Happy Christmas.
You too. Have a good one. A couple of weeks ago, we were chatting, Crossy, and you are a massive fan of a romantic comedy. You're the rom-com.
Rom-com with strong female lead would be what my Netflix would say.
Okay. So you dropped the bomb that you'd never seen Love Actually.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that it's always been on. I'm like, I must watch that. And for some reason, I've never got round to it. Then came last night, 8:30, sat down. I was watching the England match and they were 2-0 up. And I'm like, this is kind of over now.
Richard Curtis, so Four Weddings and a Funeral guy. Did he do the other one that you love?
Notting Hill.
Did he do that?
Great movie. I think he did Notting Hill as well, yeah.
I think he did. So they'll be up there with you, yeah?
Notting Hill is probably my second favourite movie.
Bridget Jones, you like the bit of Bridget?
And they're making a fourth one. I heard that.
Are they going to do the fourth one? Because she looks very different now.
I think they're going to do it in a way as what's Bridget like minding a son? And I wonder, is he going to be very much like a Lothario, a little, you know, dating everybody?
She doesn't look like Bridget anymore.
No. She's, yeah.
She Unless they use that stuff they used in The Irishman.
Oh, actually, yeah. I hope not. I hope they just keep her the way she is. But. Anyway, I know, so it's going to be muck.
Love Actually. So you sat down. Did you watch the whole thing?
The whole thing, start to finish.
Did you smile? Did you laugh? Did you cry? What's the story?
I laughed. I cringed. I was going, hang on. How is this even possible?
Yeah.
There's so many things I need to break apart. First of all, the guy who talks like that, Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah. God bless him.
That is so out of Alan Rickman's, you know, genre, I would find.
Yeah.
Of acting. That he would cheat.
He'd be a louser. Oh, no, he's a great baddie. Sure, he's in Die Hard.
I know he's in Die Hard, but he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's horrible.
But he's horrible in Die Hard in a way that he's a couple of guns and he's going around shooting people. That's okay.
Yeah, he's only acting.
But he's not breaking Emma Thompson's heart.
Yeah, that's rough.
The fact you don't get to see it, I think that makes it worse because your imagination runs wild. And mine did. I went, no. And then in your one as well, for breaking up the family, knowing the fact that Emma's at home with the kids, listening to Joni Mitchell.
And think of anybody that's happened to, they're watching this and this is a Christmas film for feel goods. Like, you don't really want to be reminded, do you?
Liam Neeson and the kid fellas wrecked my head.
Yeah. Yes.
Can we talk about that? So Liam Neeson's missus dies.
The kid, yeah.
Right, so she's dead. Yeah. 5 days after the funeral, Emma Thompson's telling him to get over it and start back dating. It's 5 days afterwards.
Whoa.
That's when it's set. And then 5 weeks later, they're going, you need to settle down, and he meets someone else.
And the little kid's falling. He's only, what is he, 12?
12. And he's
going to the airport. My dad would have told me he wouldn't give me a lift at O'Leary.
To grow up, yeah. Mind you, actually, get over it, will you?
It's like, what do you want to do? You want to go to the airport because you're 12. Get back in your lane.
And here's a fun fact for you. That little kid was 12.
Yeah.
Keiran Knightley was 18 when she filmed that.
Was she?
So she was only a couple of years older than him. And that's another thing we need to talk about. Keiran Knightley, married to your man.
Yeah, that's weird. He goes to the door. This is a best friend.
Your best friend.
With signs and a little ghetto blaster. That's creepy as.
And he's just filming you on your wedding day. I would have rang the cops. I wouldn't have kissed him.
Yeah.
So the whole thing. And then the nude one was brilliant. Stacey from Gavin and Stacey. When I saw it, I was like, Stacey. Look at you there. Yeah. In the nip. I won't be able to watch Gavin and Stacey anymore without thinking of some of those scenes when they're in the nip.
I wonder, does she regret that? Because it's such a small scene.
But it's memorable.
Did she get the Stacey role because she was in that, I wonder?
Probably. But the one person, beautiful, stunning looking, Martine McCutcheon.
My Martine.
Oh, my God.
She's just the cutest.
At one stage, my other half says, will you stop goggling over?
Yeah.
She's stunning looking.
She's just incredible.
Oh, they're all calling her fat. I was like, she is not fat.
This is another thing.
She's stunning
She's
looking.
Not fat. And they keep making digs at her.
Yeah.
And then Hugh Grant leaves her on her own with some creepy lad. And kind of goes, well, this would be good for business. It's weird.
The whole movie, I don't know how it's a Christmas movie. I kind of wish they kind of did like a
It's just heartbreak all the way through. Yeah.
It's heartbreak.
And even the bit at the airport where they're like, that makes you emotional, people arriving at the airport. You see them. It's weird. The whole film is odd. It has aged weirdly. Now, people love it.
Yeah, a lot of I stuck it up on my Instagram last night and loads of people were replying to me going, how have you not seen it? It's sad. Poor Emma Thompson. I think that's the one main
Emma
take
Thompson,
from it.
Yeah.
Get away from Liam Neeson. I didn't find his bit funny. Or what about your man who went over to America and met three ladies and became friends with them? I didn't understand that part at all.
Who?
Remember your man? He was in 2.4 Children or he was in some sort of BBC show in the 90s. And then he said, I can't get any English girls.
Oh, yes.
And he became friends with three other girls.
Three girls,
from America. That part to me was just going, hang on, lads.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Can you imagine being in my house last night going through a rabbit hole at 11:30 going, will you go to sleep? I was like, no, I need to find out more stuff about this. It's all weird. It's
so
very weird.
It's not going on your list of your top tens?
No, it's not. I don't think so. Go back to Notting Hill where it's a fun or About Time. Hang on.
About Time. Now, that is a cracker. I've been telling people to watch that film for years. That's on Netflix, everyone. About Time is... And that scene with the dad and the beach kills me.
Oh.
Kills me. What a great film. And she's gorgeous too.
She is beautiful.
Stunning. And everyone's brilliant in that. The dad is incredible in it. What's his name again?
He is in Love Actually.
The floppy haired guy.
Yeah,
your man. He's so good as the dad.
Here's a quick one for you.
And Donald Gleeson, fantastic, by the way.
I was in a pub in town a while ago and Donald Gleeson was there.
Oh.
And I told Donald Gleeson that he made me cry for About Time. And it would have been totally fine.
That's a compliment.
We were in the toilets.
Oh.
Yeah. So I should have done it. And I never do that. I never go up to anybody and ask them any questions. I just felt so I had compelled to tell him.
Was he washing his hands? Like?
He was washing his hands. I was just finished.
I'm washing the hands. It's okay to talk there.
You don't talk in toilets though. No, you really don't.
You made me cry. Do you know what you did? And what did he say?
He was like, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's a compliment,
I was like,
yeah.
Fair play. Good man. Bill Nye's who we're talking about.
He went back to his table. We're leaving.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Get your coat. We're gone.
Right. Well, look.
It was emotional, Jim.
It was emotional. Yeah, totes emotion.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Lindsay Lohan stars in the new Pepsi Christmas ad and it's divided fans. In the clip, she's seen pouring a Pepsi. It's the first time she pours it normally and the second time she pours it with milk.
It's gross, everybody.
What? Pepsi and milk.
Pepsi
and
milk. So she has the Pepsi in front of her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden gets a jug of milk and pours it in. And she's now said it's called Pilk.
Pilk.
It's strange, everybody. It's 15 seconds long and you're looking at it and she's going, naughty or nice? And the naughty part is that she puts in the milk.
No, that's weird.
It's disgusting, Lindsay. Sorry, we don't want it.
Is this a thing? Are people doing that?
It's with Pepsi and the ad has only been released the other day and everyone's talking about it. The fact that, you know, Pepsi and milk. It's a no for me.
Has anyone tried Pepsi and milk? Is this a thing?
Nice. Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk.
No.
That is one dirty soda.
That is a dirty soda. You've just ruined a decent... drink.
Yeah. Like,
milk is nice on its own. Pepsi's all right.
I don't know. It looks gross. It looks gross.
If this is like a TikTok. They're just trying to troll us now.
I think so.
So we talk about Pepsi. And Kiki Palmer presented Saturday Night Live over the weekend. In her opening monologue, she revealed she was pregnant after tons of rumours online wondering if she was. And here's how she announced it.
I'm especially glad to be here, though, because there's some rumours going around. People have been in my comments saying Kiki's having a baby, Kiki's pregnant, and I want to set the record straight. I am. I gotta say though, it is bad when people on the internet spread rumors about you, y'all, but it's even worse when they're correct. I mean, like, I was trying so hard to keep it on a down low because I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, people kept coming up to me, congratulations. I'm like, shh, can y'all stop? I got a liquor sponsorship on the line. Let the check clear, then we can get to the damn baby shower.
And, Crossy, if you thought Love Actually made you cry, Coronation Street bosses have promised on Christmas Day you will be in tears. Tyrone Dobbs goes down on one knee in the calf, in the corner calf, and proposes to Fizz.
Oh, it's all just sadness and crying and murdering.
Speaking of murder on the dance floor.
I was just going to tell you this.
Yeah, murder. That's a great headline. I think it was a headline in one of the papers yesterday. A murder on the dance floor. So there's going to be another person has been added to the Dancing with the Stars. This is the best lineup they've ever had.
It is, but come on now. In Ireland, it's the only place in the world where this person would be named as a Dancing with the Stars.
The state pathologist, Dr. Mary Cassidy, is set to take part in Dancing with the Stars. Is she still, she's still working, is she?
Not anymore. Like, just think about this, everybody. The state pathologist, the lady who goes and finds grim news in people, yeah, will be on our show. She'll be dancing.
Yeah, well, she needs a bit of glitz and glamour and, well, she's a very glamorous person, but, like, she needs a bit of fun after her day job.
They're announcing someone else today, and I just think it's brilliant that in Ireland we have someone like that as a celebrity.
Well, this is, they've announced four or five people now, and I know who they all are. This is the first time that's ever happened.
And did anyone watch the Late Late Show on Friday, or was it just me?
Just you.
Alan Brogan was wearing tights instead of jeans. On, just go have a look at Alan Brogan, Late Late Show, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
You're grand.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.